Hello, this is Scott Corbin, and I'm your pastor for the day. I want to share a verse with you that it's one of my favorite verses in Scripture. It really gets to me every time I read it. This is from 1 Peter chapter 1. It's verse 8, and it's really in the middle of a sentence, but let me just read this verse and share with you why I love this verse so much. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. Again, that was 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, and then verse 9. The him in verse 8 is the Lord Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and though you do not see him, but believe in him. Peter is talking to a group of Christians scattered all over the Greek and Roman world, and he knows that these Christians have faced tribulation and persecution for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he even says back up in verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been distressed by various trials. He says you rejoice in this, and he's talking about the gospel. It all gets back to the gospel. What God has done for his people through the Lord Jesus Christ in saving them and giving them an imperishable and undefiled reserved inheritance in heaven. So even though these Christians are suffering persecution and trial, Peter writes, you, even though you have not seen Jesus, even though you still haven't seen Jesus, even though you're waiting for him, you love him, you believe in him, and you greatly rejoice with inexpressible joy, a glorious kind of joy. I like to think of that as one of the birthrights of the Christian, that joy is the birthright of the Christian. Have you ever thought about that before? We live in a dark world. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. We live in a sad world. We live in a world where the news is terrible, and everything, it seems, in this world is trying to get a hold of your heart, get a hold of your mind, and tell you you don't have enough, you need what the world wants, and you're miserable if you don't have it. And oh, by the way, the world is just plain miserable. And that's not even talking about the trials that we do face in life. Sometimes a very difficult life. I don't know what you may be dealing with right now. I don't know what you might have lost. I don't know who you might have lost. I don't know what worries you might be dealing with. And maybe you haven't told anyone else. But if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have put your faith in him and him alone, then you have reserved for you in heaven an inheritance that cannot be stripped away from you. You cannot be lost again, and what God has promised you cannot be taken away, so that no matter what comes in this life, and maybe it seems kind of naive of me to say it, but no matter what comes in this life, there is reason to rejoice because you trust in Christ, because you love Christ. You now have a position from which you can rejoice, and rejoice greatly. Rejoice in a way that is itself glorious. I want to help you think about that today. I think about the joy that is yours. Not, I didn't say happiness. Joy and happiness don't necessarily equate. Not all the time. There is real grief. The Bible knows there's real grief. Peter had already talked, like I said in verse 6, about being distressed by various trials. And yet, in spite of grief and in spite of distress, we have in Christ a reason for real, lasting, glorious joy, so spectacular, so lasting, and soul deep that the world cannot possibly understand where our joy comes from, and it is thus inexpressible. I hope this helped you today. Thank you for listening. This is Scott Corbin, your pastor for the day.